I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter, and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I love you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce Levine joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of $7,000 off on Jeeps. And Bruce, of course, is the Score's baseball expert. And as such, Bruce, big news in baseball. We've seen yet another breakthrough of the ceiling for a player, and that bodes good for players, maybe bad for owners. What happens next with the Cubs, and how urgent is it to get a deal or two done here if we're talking this kind of money?
Yeah, I mean, guys, you know, as always, there's different stories going around. Bryant and Rizzo yesterday talked about the fact that they they're enthused that all this money's going out around there, you know, with them and Contreras and Baez and Hendricks looking for contracts over the next couple of years. Then one Cub player, you know, brought me to the side and said, hey, this is off the record, but I want you to know it and I want you to get it out there. And he said, you know, this is all about signing the big players up to long-term contracts and setting the tone for the possibility of work stoppages in the future because of the fact that the owners will try to implement a salary cap. And at that point, they'll want all their big players signed. And then the middle group, as we've seen in the last two off seasons, will deal with the fact that contracts just won't be there for them. But that's another take that this player had. The big guys are just looking at the money and saying, hey, there's plenty of money to go around for all of us.
The haves and the have-nots. Yeah, widening gap between the stars and maybe the new young players, and there's
sure
no middle class in baseball. Maybe. That you could see that perhaps happening. I think when you also look at the finances of baseball, certainly the Cubs, where they stand, well-documented this offseason, Bruce, how much harder will that be to accept for Cubs fans if Craig Kimbrell ends up in the Brewers' bullpen? They are talking to him, as according to reports, maybe they haven't signed him yet. Maybe they won't sign him. But if they do, what will that do to Cubs fans looking at how the Cubs didn't go after a guy that could be a difference maker?
Yeah, I mean, it'll certainly be a blow, you know, to them ego-wise. As far as what the guy has left, I mean, you know, the numbers are awesome. He has Hall of Fame numbers, but toward the end of the year, most scouts and front offices were very concerned about, a loss in command, a loss in velocity for Kimbrel. And therefore, you see almost opening day being a week away from here, and he still doesn't have a contract. So it's not about just the 6 years that he initially asked at somewhere around $100 million. It's the fact that, you know, the wear and tear in a guy that throws 98 for so many years might be there. But, you know, the Cubs have some answers. Certainly they're encouraged by what Morrow is starting to do in the bullpen here. And, Joe Maddon would not rule out Strope being ready for opening day, even though he's not going to throw in a game here until they break camp next week after they play the two games against Boston. But, there's a lot of veterans in there. There is some thought of angst, you know, because of the fact that, they won't have their closer, and Strope might start the season, if anything, you know, may possibly in the DL, possibly only available a little bit. But, if that's the biggest problem the Cubs have right now, I think they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, it's interesting to look at, just because I think that there's a lot of people that will wonder, as you start talking about where the Cubs fit into the division and all that stuff, and we've heard so many differing reports on that, how much better would that make a team like the Brewers? And isn't that already kind of a strength of theirs, and are they adding strength to strength? You know, it's just something to consider. Sure.
Yeah, you know, if you look at the Brewers' offseason, they haven't added very much either. Mm. They have a couple of young arms out of that bullpen that they're counting on to be rotation guys. They know, you know, and I've talked to, you know, some of their people there and some of the players. They know they can't replicate what they did last year with their bullpen, you know, coming in the third or fourth inning and pitching the rest of the way. You know, they won the last eight games of the year last year. They were on fire. Otherwise, they were going to finish distant, you know, a few games behind the Cubs in that division. Give them credit for what they did, but they're smart enough to know that they're going to need fortification in their bullpen, moving some of those young arms up into the rotation. And Kimbrel, on paper, would give them an advantage, and a lot of people would say they would be the favorite to win that division if they added Kimbrel. I mean, that would be a great argument. It'd be hard on paper to argue against that. But again, I think the Cubs are, you know, the comment that Epstein made the other day when he talked to us was, don't expect a big signing from us right now. So, you know, with that in mind, it's, you know, is Tom Ricketts giving them the right, you know, during the season, if they need to add, to be able to go and do that? Now, Epstein's been able to do that every year since he's had the team, and the team's been in competition. So you hope that's certainly going to be the case for them again this year.
Yeah, and the Brewers are going to keep the pressure on. Bruce, they did sign Grandal in the offseason, and they did bring Moustakas back, and they thought they might lose him. I mean, they had a pretty good offseason when you look at it that way. That aside, let's look at the story yesterday. You posted a picture of Yu Darvish's blister, and that's been the talk of what happened yesterday from the Cubs camp. How bad is it? How much should a Cub fans be concerned, and what would you do? How would you describe his mood and temperament afterward?
You're talking about the picture where he gave me the finger?
Yeah, he gave you the finger. Not the first time, probably, Bruce,
and,
right?
You know, I asked him, I said, how does it look? He said, oh, do you want to see it? You know, and he held it up. So, I mean, he was so relaxed. He talked to the Japanese media for 20 minutes before he talked to us English-speaking reporters. And he was joking with them. The same thing with us. You know, he said he had this once before in 2013 with Texas. He tore it on a cutter. This was on a slider, the last pitch that he threw. And he feels it's not a big deal. It's not a situation where he continues to have blister problems like a lot of us have, and they have to come up with formulas to try to figure it out, pickle juice or the Moises Alou version of handling the situation like he used to with blisters. And I'm sure you guys will remember back to that.
Sure.
And the idea
I'm relieved
that,
you're not talking about it.
the idea that that he feels any angst about this is it's just not there. He said he's going to throw today. It's just a piece of skin that came off as you see from throwing the slider.
But Bruce, you understand the angst, right? I mean, you understand given
absolutely.
His history.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
of course. It's a huge story. Anytime anything off kilter happens to this guy, it's a huge story. It has to be. Hopefully in the next 4 days, he'll be able to get back on the mound. I'm going to treat it with a laser and cream and whatever they do to make the skin heal. And he's going to stay away from throwing the slider for now.
All righty, Bruce. Thank you,
Thanks,
pal.
Bruce.
We appreciate
it, guys.
As always, thank
have
you.
Have a great
one. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.